Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you, how's life, you've always said, life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Jeff Ramson's our guest, founder and CEO of PCG Advisory Group, which is a full-service investor relations and strategic advisory firm. Jeff, tell us how to find you guys and what you guys do for folks, for your customers.
Sure. Thanks, Jim. So, yeah, we are an investor relations firm. We work with public companies and companies that are private, looking to go public and raise capital. Our website is www.pcgadvisory.com.
All right.
And you can get a bunch of information there. And we work with a lot of blockchain companies as well.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about. We were talking about cryptocurrency. But I was going to ask you, when we're thinking about Bitcoin, we're thinking about Ethereum, we're thinking about those kinds of prominent cryptocurrencies. How much should we think of them as an investment? If we put $5,000 into a wallet and bought some, you know, equal portions of crypto or Bitcoin or Ethereum, should we think of it as is that an investment, or is that a store of value I'll put over there and I'll dole it out as I have an opportunity to spend it? Well, how should I think about it?
So it's a great question. And again, I want to be careful. I'm not giving investment advice to anybody, but I would say this is how I look at it. I look at it that I look at Bitcoin as a digital gold, which is a store of value that I believe will grow in value over time. So I would take at this stage, a minor, you know, fraction of a portfolio, and for diversification purposes, put some into Bitcoin, just like some people might put some into gold. You know, it's not something you're looking to make money on in the short term. I think it's worth having some money there and exposure to that asset class. I look at everything below Bitcoin as, you know, highly speculative. And I think not that Bitcoin isn't, but I think that's where I would put some money there.
Well, one thing that I'm recommending people do this for, and I'm doing it myself, is just to get used to the concept, to get used to that aspect, to that lever, the future of currency, and you know, I tell you something else. I'm going out on so far as to say the cryptocurrency is, in my opinion, a geopolitical disruptor like we've never seen over the next 70 years. What do you think? 80 years.
I definitely agree. I think that, you know, it gives people, look, it's a global phenomenon. It gives people anywhere in the world the opportunity to interact and transfer value to anyone else in the world. So, granted, there are problems that go with that have to be addressed, but it's definitely a geopolitical disruptor.
But it marginalizes one of the things that sovereign states hold as an offense and a defensive weapon, which is their currency. It marginalizes that, doesn't it? It has a potential. So, folks, I'm encouraging you to do it. I think Jeff is too. You reminded us about blockchain. You said you work with people who are coming on, you know, developing blockchain. I believe that blockchain, I've been saying this for a long time, it's not really that big of news right now. Blockchain is its own entity. It's its own universe. It's its own industry, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, it's a technology that, you know, we're seeing companies build products and services on top of that technology, and we're also seeing companies that are not using technology for their business, but using it as a way of issuing equity in their firms, you know, through blockchain-related securities. So I think it's going to change how companies raise money, how people invest, and I think, you know,
well, we have to be careful, like, so, you know, to differentiate between people using blockchain as a way of almost clickbait. And the companies who are using it as real power, real leverage. What do you think?
Correct. I think that's probably the most important thing we could say. It's very easy for people to throw the word blockchain around and crypto and to attract people's attention, but you really have to do due diligence and get to know, if you're investing, certainly look into these companies as if they were investing in through traditional equity.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to be manipulated.
Jeff, you've been doing a great job of bringing us along with our education in these areas of cryptocurrency and blockchain. Will you come back and do some more of this with us, please?
Of course, anytime, Jim. Thank you very much.
We love having you on the show. You're very smart, and you help us understand this a lot better. So, Jeff Ramson, ladies and gentlemen, we're grateful we know him, and he's hanging out with us. We'll get him back another day. That's PCGAdvisory.com is how you find him online. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.